like to take my sweet time when I'm eating, of course. And this is Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. It's on, and it's happening right on up until Sunday. And it's at over 200 restaurants throughout the KZE listening area and beyond. One of those restaurants is Heritage Food and Drink in Wappingers Falls. And joining me now live on the telephone is Chef Frank from Heritage.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Everything is well. It's great to have you on the line.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you.
So far, Hudson Valley Restaurant Week has already gone through a week. So it is the most delicious two-week celebration we can have. So 1 week of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week is completed. How'd it go, Chef Frank?
It went well. I mean, you see a lot of, you know, I've been doing this for a while, participating in this program. And
yeah,
honestly, you see a lot of, you know, newcomers, first-timers to the restaurant. So it's always good to, you know, get the name out there and have people try, you know, exactly, you know, what we're trying to do.
Now, you have a prefix menu available for dinner. What are some of the entrees that you're serving?
Yeah, so we have two menus, one for lunch, one for dinner.
Okay,
For dinner, we have, for entrees, we have this pork shanks and, like nice braised pork, smoky squash puree, some fried mushrooms. And then we also have mushrooms and polenta, so a vegetarian option for those non-meat eaters.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, also for lunch, we're doing, you know, like, we have our take on sausage and peppers. It's a house-made hot Italian sausage, but instead of, like, stewed peppers and tomato sauce, we do this, like, roasted vegetable, you know, fennel slaw, and then this beautiful burger. We call it the steakhouse burger with cream spinach and crispy onions, so little bit of something for everybody.
So, Frank, where do you come up with these delicious ideas?
Don't like taking credit for everything. It's definitely, like, you know, the whole team involved. You know, there's another chef as well, Max. So me and him just collaborate. We honestly, you know, just sit down and bounce ideas off each other and try stuff out. And, you know, it's, you know, throughout the year, we're always testing things. So,
cool.
You know, any of those items that, like, never make it on the menu, you know, we'll throw it on here. And, you know, it's something a little bit different than what we offer on the regular menu, but still, like, incredible.
Now, speaking of the regular menu, you can check it out at heritagefooddrink.com. And just perusing the menu, I've come across some interesting, delightful dishes. And you have some really cool names to some of the dishes, which I must compliment you on. So who goes about in naming these dishes? Is that you and Max as well?
Yeah, me, Max, the owner, Jesse. You know, we definitely know food. You know, we've eaten, you know, a lot of places. I mean, Jesse had restaurants in the city before. I think he had one in Hong Kong probably a couple years back. And, you know, we definitely, you know, we know what we're doing. I hate to say it like that.
No, it seems that way because just the items like the Pig Mac.
Yeah.
Is pretty cool. And Coca-Cola braised short ribs.
Oh, yeah, the short ribs. We put that on a couple weeks ago, and it's definitely, you know, turning into one of our top sellers.
Mm. Everything looks delicious on the menu. And again, folks can check it out at heritagefooddrink.com. Now, Frank, do you have the Hudson Valley Restaurant Week menu up online?
I believe so. If it's not there, it's definitely on our Facebook page.
Cool.
But, you know, it shouldn't be hard to find. I'm pretty sure it's on there.
Yeah, I have seen it, actually. I'm just, you know, tossing you a bone. So, again, now Hudson Valley Restaurant Week is on through Sunday. And you have lunch and dinner, which is pre-fixed menu. You have some delicious offerings. Do you have drinks that you pair with these meals? Or do you have a special Hudson Valley Food and Restaurant Week drink menu?
We don't have any drinks per se that we pair with the dishes, but definitely our cocktail list, you know, is ever changing through the season. So, you know, anybody, I mean, we have our main cocktail list that, you know, you can find something, and the server or, you know, the general manager could definitely pair it with, you know, with the dishes.
Yeah, and well, drink is in the name of the restaurant, so one of the specialties that you guys do is make fine cocktails and great drinks.
Absolutely.
So now tell the folks about where you get your produce from. You get it from, well, local places?
Yes. So, you know, we work with a couple different produce companies. One of them is, you know, Red Barn Produce based out of New Paltz. Mm. And they work, they're almost like the middleman between us and the farmers. Huh. They work directly, you know, with the farmers. So, you know, if I want, you know, local mushrooms, you know, Bulick Farms, you know, up over in, I believe it's up towards like the Rhinebeck area. Mm. Like they'll send us their mushrooms, or Over Creek Farm, or, you know, it's, you know, Feather Ridge Farms. It's really that produce company that'll hook us up, if, you yeah. know, for lack of better words, to, you know, to the local farmers.
Well, that's great. So you use local produce, local farms, for meats and stuff too?
For meats, yeah. I mean, you know, with another purveyor, I mean, we get our, like, ribeyes from Buckhead, which is in New Jersey. It's not, you know, 100% local, but, I mean, within a couple hours, it's pretty local in my eyes.
Yeah.
You know, and then I have a fish guy, which I'm sure he doesn't like going by the, you know, a fish guy. He goes down to the market in the city every day. So, you know, there's definitely certain things you can't get,
right.
You know, to be 100% local, you know, for example, like Prince Edward Island mussels or Manila clams. But
yeah.
I mean, for the most part, you know, anything that's local, that's delicious, that's good, it's, you know, we're going to get.
And that's a beautiful thing. And we love that. And part of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week is, well, eating at some of the restaurants that use local produce, and you just feel good from the inside and out. And, you know, like, eating locally is super important to all of us here. And Chef Frank, do you get to go out and eat at different restaurants, or are you just busy working, really?
Yeah, I'm stuck in the dungeon. but, you know, when I can, you know, there's definitely, you know, a couple places in the area that, you know, I try to hit up. I mean, there's a place in Fishkill called Il Barilotto. Like, in my opinion, one of the best Italian food. There's, you know, West Main Bistro on 9D, you know, Mill House up in Poughkeepsie. Like, there's definitely some places that, you know, I'd like to hit up, you know, but it is tough in this business. You know, what we're trying to do is, you know, to bring something a little bit different to the Hudson Valley. And to do that, many hours, late nights, early mornings, a lot of hard work has to get put in. So, you know, it's very difficult to go out and about, in this position.
Well, it's great that you support Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, and you've been a part of it for a few years running now, and you know the value of it. And, well, all I can do is encourage people to go out, check out Heritage Food and Drink in Wappingers Falls. Exactly where's the location, Frank?
So it's right on Route 9. It's next to the Toyota dealership by Old Hopewell Road. Mm. There was a restaurant there called Green Bomb and Gahooly's for many, many years. And
yeah.
We took over the space and we redid everything. So it's, if anyone remembers Green Bomb and Gahooly's, it's in the same location, but the building definitely looks 100 times different.
Well, nothing but the best to you, Chef Frank, and everyone at Heritage Food and Drink on Route 9 in Wappingers Falls. It's a delicious looking menu, and I can only imagine being there in person, the smells and tastes and presentation of the food, as well as the amazing staff that you have. So, Frank, thank you very much for talking to us about Hudson Valley Restaurant Week and Heritage in general in Wappingers Falls, and we wish you nothing but great success.
Perfect. Excellent. I just wanted to say one thing. If anyone listening loves beer, we're doing a beer dinner with Mill House Brewing Company on November 13th. So space is limited. It's four courses for $59. We pair each course with a different Mill House beer.
Wow.
You get a complimentary pint of their cold one beer right when you enter. And, you know, it's something to check out. We're going to be doing more of these, you know, beer dinners with, or wine dinners, too, with local restaurants.
Very cool. And folks can get that information by visiting heritagefooddrink.com. Chef Frank Cammy, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. All the best. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, and here's a little more about Hudson Valley Table Magazine Restaurant Week. It's on now through Sunday.
Hi, this is Janet, publisher of the Valley Table Magazine, and we think you should always love what's on your table, especially during Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. Dine out from October 29th through November 11th at 200 restaurants offering fabulous three-course prefixed.